Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. It is April 13th, about an hour after the equity market closed. There's not a lot of major topics to cover in terms of the marketplace other than yesterday's CPI announcement, which came in, better than expected, and we sort of expected that. We do think that we are starting to see a plateau, at least, in inflationary prices, and with that, we should see a response out of the Fed. Now, speaking of the Fed, we will see, at least there's a 70% probability that we will see a quarter of a point rate hike on May 3rd. Now, the important thing about May 3rd is not necessarily whether or not they raise rates, and we do think they will by that quarter of a point, 25 basis points. But what's going to be more telling about that meeting in particular is the verbiage that comes out at the press conference. And that very likely will be, yes, we did raise rates. Now we are done. There's a couple of things that will happen with that in our estimation. One of which would be fixed rates will likely plummet at that point. And equity prices, along with treasury prices and likely commodity prices, will move significantly higher. So these are all very positive things for the portfolio. What is kind of unique about this scenario, as opposed to years gone by, is we typically think of May as being one of the worst months, seasonally speaking, for the equity marketplace, and September being really the leader, but May being a significant one as well. Hence the old adage, sell in May and go away. What's going to be unusual, a couple of things unusual about this year, one of which, the seasonality of May, we believe will not come to fruition. In fact, we think it'll be one of the more positive months of the year. Another thing that's going to be unusual, and many of you that we have sat down one-on-one and talked about this, is the fact that a lot of the country is going to be continually talking about the idea of, are we going to go into a recession or are we in a recession? And honestly, it doesn't really matter what I think, but I think that we've been in one since the early second quarter of 2022, but that doesn't really matter. What I do know is that the market is 6 to 9 months forward looking. And so by the time the masses are willing to accept the fact that we're, quote unquote, in a recession, the market is going to be showing you that we're coming out of it. And so 2023 is going to be unusual in that sense, because we're going to have an economy that's still waiting to reflect the equity prices basically moving back to all-time highs. So in other words, the economy is not going to really feel as though it's at all-time highs, so to speak, but the marketplace is going to be pricing that in, again, because it's 6 to 9 months forward looking. So these are all positive things. We did have one more for our statisticians out there. So if you think about going back, to probably early fourth quarter of last year, we started talking about a lot of statistics, and especially the first quarter of this year, pointing towards the S&P in particular, but the broad marketplace, pointing towards the potential for double-digit growth. And we've talked about a lot of uncorrelated statistics that would prove that is a very real possibility. Here's another one. S&P this year, first quarter of 2023, rallied 7%. Second straight quarter of 5% or more gains, right, since World War II. There's been 25 prior back-to-back quarterly gains of 5% or more. Again, first quarter of this year being 7%. Over the next 23 out of those 25 occurrences, the next two quarters yields on average 8.2% gains. So again, with this first quarter being 7% gain roughly, and the statistic being 5, but we'll take 5. So let's take 5 and tack on 8% to that. Here we are again at double digit growth, around 13 to 14%. all of these statistics have landed somewhere between 12 and 15%. We still very much believe that the highest probability it points towards the fact that we will see that. Now, obviously, we have a lot of geopolitical issues. I very much personally believe that we have to keep an eye on China, Taiwan. I know that's been a bigger thing in the news as of late, but you've heard us talk about it, gosh, for probably 6 months now. That would be something to definitely pay attention to, obviously, but for the marketplace, that would be a volatile situation. I don't believe, and this is just strictly speaking about the markets, I don't believe there's much that can happen in the Russia-Ukraine thing unless it really highly escalated. I don't think the Russia-Ukraine war can really throw much at this market at this point. I think if it was going to, it would have already done so. China-Taiwan, that's a different story. So just flipping back over to the S&P, looking at today, obviously, not just the S&P, actually the NASDAQ had one of the better days today and this week. But speaking to the S&P, currently right at around 8% on the year. So, I mean, if you think about it, we are, 4 months into the year and halfway to our sort of statistical observations of, you know, around 14, 15% end of year return. Now, what's important about that, obviously, it's going to need to take a breather, and that's what we're going to try to take advantage of. We're still looking at that 4,200 level. Of course, we don't want to be too precise with that, but we're looking somewhere around that 4,200 level to raise a bit of a cash position, not because we think, really not for the reasons that we've done in the past, not because we think that there's some major downturn. We just think that there will be likely a bit of a breather, a bit of a pullback, and we just want to take advantage of that more than anything. We're halfway to our objective in the S&P very early on in the year, so it would make sense that we do have a bit of a pullback perhaps to, let's say, the 4,000 level even in the S&P. Well, what does that do? It's still 4.5% positive on the year. Gives it a breather and then run into the end of the year. And to us, that is a very good scenario for us to, again, raise cash at 4,200, redeploy it at 4,000, and ultimately to look for that end of year March to 4,400 in the S&P. Obviously, you can do that math across all sectors. I do think that the NASDAQ in the latter half of the year is where we're going to end up being a little bit heavier, in other words, in the tech sector, because of the idea of stabilized and then ultimately declining interest rates, which is positive normally for the tech sector. But all in all, we've got a good short-term, mid-term, and long-term plan, not only in the equity markets, but also not so much really the treasuries, but more so a treasury substitute in the fixed rate markets. And then commodities are going to obviously be a big part of our portfolios going forward. And then always keep an eye on the currencies, mainly to support what we're doing across the other complexes. So with that being said, I'm going to wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend and look forward to doing this again next week. By the way, let me real quick, we haven't done this in a quite a while here, so I am going to ask that anyone that has any feedback about this podcast or particular topics that you would like for us to cover. I mean, ultimately, this is information that we want to be putting out for our listeners. And so if there's anything in particular that you want to hear, let us know, or comments, questions, anything, critiques for that matter, let us know. So with that, again, happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and look forward to doing this again next week.